Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, you're going to want to stick around for our brush conversation.
Yeah, Ben dove headfirst into the weird hole again.
We talk about the dumbest purchases you've ever made.
The worst cheating stories you've ever heard.
Also, is it inappropriate when you're at work to get someone's name and slide into their DMs?
Gabby thought so in group therapy, plus setting the bar stories and so much more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Let me play for you a little bit of audio of a 911 call. And before you start thinking, oh gosh, okay, well, this is going to be intense. It is a little kid, and see if you can find out why he's calling.
Hello?
Donuts. I want donuts.
Yes, of course.
Can you tell me what kind of donuts you have? Do you have blueberry donuts?
An
emergency.
An emergency, I need donuts. Yes.
I mean, how many of you have been there?
1,000%.
Where you're like, oh, I just need something sweet. I wish I could call 911 and
I'm hangry.
They'd bring me something sweet. And the kid was like, hold my beer. Hold my bottle. Here we go.
Yeah. I mean, the 911 operator handled that perfectly.
Well, and here's the thing, like 911 operators, like you've heard how people have called with real emergencies, but disguise what they're talking about because like the threat is still there right next to them.
Right.
And so.
Like ordering a pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Those operators have to like decipher what's real and what is not necessarily an emergency. Obviously, they have to still send an officer by because that's what they do. But yeah, kid was, I guess, playing with the phone. Or playing with an old phone. And this is something that almost burned me several times. Like old phones that don't have SIM cards anymore or whatever.
Can still call 911.
Yes, exactly. And so I remember we had, several of, you know, the older phones that maybe you don't use anymore. You upgrade and you haven't gotten rid of them. And, so, you know, your kid is like, oh yeah, you know, I want to play phone too. And so you charge it, you let them, you know, pluck around on it, but then it's
we gave it to him to let him use the camera and take pictures and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you're thinking, okay, no SIM card, no foul. Well, they could.
Oopsie daisies.
Yeah, they could call 911. So anyway, it's kind of a funny call there on 99.7 DJX. It is Fat Tuesday today, BT Dubs. So,
oh, wow.
So yeah, get all your partying and all that stuff in. If you celebrate Lent, that begins tomorrow. So Fat Tuesday, the day to let it all out. Before you
lock it up,
you cut back on your vices.
Yes,
for a little bit. I saw someone post yesterday, and I thought it was funny. Like for Lent this year, I'm going to do reverse Lent. I'm going to discover a vice that I can do.
Are you going to pick up a new one?
I'm going to pick up a new vice and do that for 40 days. Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
So yeah, however you decide to celebrate, whatever. Kelly, I want to play for you some audio and maybe even make it into a little game, if you will. All right. Kind of a guess the sound game. All right.
I'm going to be awesome at this.
Okay. So here it is. It's a pleasant sound. Okay. You ready?
Okay. Like the soundtrack to an old Disney movie.
An old Disney movie.
Sounds like an old person's choir, maybe.
An old person's choir. It is a choir.
Okay.
I will give you that. Do you want to hear a little bit more?
Okay.
All right.
All right. It's not an old people's choir.
No.
Okay.
All right, going to need a guess.
That was my guess. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay, so what is it?
It's the Austrian Tongue Choir.
The Austrian Tongue Choir?
Yeah, now listen closely again.
Are they singing with their tongue sticking out?
Yeah, they're like...
Okay.
It's a very talented choir.
It would be funnier if I'm looking at them sticking out their tongues.
Oh, there's a YouTube video of it. That's for sure.
Great.
And we'll share it on our Insta stories as well, at Ben and Kelly Show, because, yes, it is fantastic. It's from, like, the 80s. So it's like it's an old video of the Austrian Tongue Choir. So I thought what we would do is recreate it, okay?
No.
But with pop songs. All right? So I'm going to give you some audio clue as the Austrian Tongue Choir would have done, and you guess the song, unless you want to do it yourself.
No, I do not. I do not. I do not. No, I don't. Nope. Want you to be the performer, not.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
All right.
Here we go. This is the Austrian Tongue Choir doing pop songs. You know it?
I have no idea what you're trying to perform. I don't even care.
It's That's So True. You're 0 for 1.
Oh, That's So True. All right.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Not because it wasn't an amazing performance.
Thank you. Yes. Next one. Austrian Tongue Choir version of popular songs. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Oh my God. Someone is just tuning in right now.
I hope they are.
And they're probably the facial expression they have is what in the world is going on right now? Uh-huh. Give me a little bit more. A little bit more. I got nothing.
A bar song, Tipsy. You're 0 for 2.
Oh, bar song. Oh, yeah. Right. Now I hear
Yeah,
it.
No, you're terrible at this game.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
It's too sweet. Oh, for
three. Too sweet.
All right, last one. You're terrible at this game, by the way.
Oh, well, okay. I might point the finger a little at the performer.
One last one. Austrian tongue choir version of pop songs. Here
okay,
we go.
I'm going to get it.
All right, good.
I'm going to get it. Have you noticed that all of your performances have kind of been in the same key?
I know where my limits are.
Okay.
I know where my limits are.
Okay, give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more. I don't know.
Birds
at
of a
all.
Feather or 0
Birds
for 4.
Of
you're a
feather.
You actually got zero out of
right.
5 right.
100%.
So there you go. That was guess the sound, and we'll leave you with the again rendition of the Austrian Tongue Choir.
Haley says my 2-year-old in the backseat enjoying every bit of this.
Absolutely.
And joining it.
Like I said, if you want to see the video, we are going to put it up on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
By the way, Jennifer says my 11-year-old daughter's been getting your tongue songs correct. Besides the last one.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Everybody knew except for you. You're just
everybody,
terrible at this.
Everybody. Everybody. Kim says, the way I was screaming, Miley Cyrus, The Climb. Ben, the bar song.
Yeah, see? Listen, this is a fun game to play with anyone, right? Hey, be thinking about the dumbest purchase you've ever made.
Oh, I've made a lot of
the
those.
The dumbest purchase you've ever made, and then get ready for this Setting the Bar story coming up. DJX. Setting the bar time, Kelly, this is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's not on us to tell you what to do with your money.
No, you can do with it what you want. It's your money.
Sure, but we can certainly judge you on it.
We can do that.
If you can manage to make it through the day without buying a Cheeto that you think looks like a Pokemon, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
I should say it's a flaming hot Cheeto.
Does that make it better?
And it kind of looks like a Charizard, one of the rarer Pokemon characters.
Oh, that makes it worth it.
With a nickname of Cheetozard now.
Of course.
It actually is in Georgia, and it went to a collectibles place, and they have been hanging on to it for about 5 years. It's about 3 inches long. They framed it so it looks kind of like a trading card, if you will.
Yeah, Pokemon trading card, yes.
Right.
And it says Cheetozard, yes.
Yes. So what they decided to do, well, let's go ahead and auction it, all right?
Why
so they
not?
Decided to list it as a starting bid of $250.
Bold move.
Bold move, exactly. And I'm thinking, wow, $250 for a Cheeto. Okay.
A framed
A framed Cheeto, yeah? So the auction lasted until this past weekend.
Oh, they just kept it like open-ended a little bit?
When the winning bid was $88,000.
Oh, that is crazy. That's crazy. So, like, what kind of money do you have to be able to waste it on something like this?
Look, hey, you know what? Again, it's your money. You do with what you want. Obviously, this person maybe thinks it's going to be worth more than that someday. Or
it's not even sanctioned by Pokemon or anything. It's not official.
Or they're
just someone that had a Cheeto and said, oh, this kind of looks like a Charizard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. You know what? That person is probably feeling some sort of way because, you know, they probably didn't sell it for $88,000 to the collectible place.
No, they did. They're probably just like, oh, hey.
And the collectible place.
What do you think of this? Isn't this cool?
Yeah. And they were like, hey, we'll sell
it. We'll give you $5.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll buy it for $5.
Yep.
Then they probably frame it, turn around, and sell it for $88,000.
That's insane. That is insane.
So look, hey, we're not trying to sit here and judge, even though
I'm judging wholeheartedly. What could you have done with $88,000? What could you have done? Like, could you donate that to charity?
This person obviously didn't care. This was way more important to them, so they decided to buy a Cheeto that looked like a Pokemon. We'll go ahead and post this so you can see it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. But
do you think they're a bigger fan of Pokemon or of Cheetos? Or it was like just the perfect marriage of two things they desperately love?
I think this person is a rabid Pokemon fan. That's
okay.
What I think.
So just anything remotely related to Pokemon, I'm buying it.
So not to judge, but what's the dumbest purchase you've ever made? All right.
I mean, extreme judgment in the title.
Be thinking about
in
that
sentence.
Would
yeah.
love to hear your stories about the dumbest purchase you've made looking back on it. 502-795-1997 is our number. Dude bought an $88,000 Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon character at auction. So we were like, hey, what's the dumbest purchase you've made? Not to judge his purchase or her purchase.
But kind of, yeah.
And more than likely, it is a dude that did that. I'm just assuming.
I can't imagine a woman would spend that kind of cash on something like that.
Look, I don't want to assume, but I am kind of assuming. Anyways,
I would be shocked, yes.
Todd said, hey, years ago I bought the wrong Chris Davis in my baseball fantasy league. Lost a bunch of money because of it. I guess there are multiple Chris Davises in baseball.
Seems like it could be a common name, yeah, okay.
Could be, yeah. What's the dumbest purchase you've made?
Oh, Jennifer, I bought a violin for around $1,500 when I was 23. Never played the violin in my life. Oh. That was actually my first time ever touching one.
Oh.
Never touched it afterwards either. I was an impulsive dummy at that age.
Listen.
$1,500.
I mean, I don't want to say an instrument is a dumb purchase because you could, like, learn something eventually. Like, if you keep
rent
it.
Rent one, though. Rent it if you want to learn to play it.
Bill
but
said.
Buying it when you've never played is dumb.
Well, $1,500 for a violin is pretty cheap anyways. Bill said, thought I was buying a really cool combat gloves for dirt cheap. What I got were action figure hands wearing those gloves. Whoops. Whoops.
Okay.
All right.
Jeff, I bought an ex-girlfriend a weather wand.
You paused after that. I bought an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, nope. Didn't buy an ex-girlfriend. He bought something for an ex-girlfriend, a weather wand, supposed to be this glass tube with water and crystals inside that changed with the weather. She was studying to be a meteorologist.
Okay.
And it was actually an adult toy.
What?
Discreetly marketed that way. When she opened it on her birthday, everyone in her family knew what it was.
What?
Oh, I literally was the only person that thought it was just for weather stuff.
Wow.
I wouldn't know what that is either.
That is wild. Oh, and what
his heart was in the right place. That sounds like it would be a really cool, thoughtful, perfect for her gift.
A weather wand.
A weather wand.
Of course, it's a weather wand. Shelby says, my marriage license in my first marriage. Okay, yeah. Dumbest purchase you've ever made. Sure,
yikes.
Get that.
Oh, Crystal bought. Oh my gosh, do you remember the shake weights?
No.
Do they still have them?
I don't know. What?
It's like, you know, it's kind of a, it was a, looks like a little dumbbell, but you shake it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Crystal said that. Tammy said gym membership, still paying, still not going.
Bless your heart, Tammy. You have the best of intentions, though.
Best of intentions. That's right.
Best of intentions.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, gosh, do you remember the Epiladies?
Okay. I remember of them.
Jen says, those of you over 40 may remember, they literally ripped your hair out. I always said you could rob a dang convenience store with one of those things.
Okay, that's funny. Tony from St. Matthews said, dumbest purchase. Every year I invest $50 to fantasy football. Still haven't won yet.
Oh,
hey, one of these times, though, Tony, one of these times.
You stick with it.
Dumbest purchases you've ever made.
Quinn, this is another instrument, bought a guitar. For $500 when I was in college, because I had this grand idea of learning how to play and impressing the ladies.
Well, for sure.
Tried to teach myself how to play. All I got was frustrated and sore fingers, and I gave up. I still have the guitar because I refused to convince myself that the dream has died. Oh, you keep holding on to that dream. It's going to happen some point.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Dumbest purchase you've ever made. Rachel texted in $8,000 on laser hair removal. Thanks, DJX. She says, I do love it, though.
Well, see?
That's funny.
It worked then. It wasn't totally bad purchase.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
One more. Dumbest purchase you've ever made from Aaron. Spent $1,000 on football tickets for my boyfriend for his birthday. Had it all set up with his work so I could surprise him with the day off and the trip. He saw he had the weekend off. And took off on a trip with his buddies instead without saying anything to me, then proceeded to break up with me via text.
What?
You win.
Oh,
we're gonna stop there, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. Oh, my God.
Dumbest purchase. So wait, did you go to the football game or not?
I don't think he did. Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
That stings.
That is, you are on two different planes right now.
That is next level awful.
Oh, shoot. That was good. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for the stories.
I hope that she told him about it. I hope he felt like an absolute double jerk. He probably didn't care.
Gosh. Yeah.
Probably
just texting. Hey, by the way, it's not working out. Okay, see you. Bye. She may not have even told him.
Oh, maybe she didn't. Oh, man, but I would have. You can't get your money back for things like that.
Well, hopefully she was able to take one of her friends and have a good time.
Anyways. Or, you know, sold them to somebody she knew that, oh, gosh.
All right. Thank you for the stories. Dumbest purchase you've ever made. Those are some good ones. The dumbest purchases you've ever made. Normally, we'd just move past it, but I wanted to let our listener, Amy, have the floor here real quick. She has one.
I used to pay for my apartment, and I lived with my then boyfriend because I didn't want to disappoint my parents by living with my boyfriend before we were married.
You were spending hundreds of dollars each
month,
on nothing.
Yeah. And so I just actually did the math. It was $17,000 over 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but my parents weren't disappointed, except for now they're disappointed in me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, my goodness.
I should have just disappointed them then and saved $17,000.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So instead of just saying, hey, I'm living with my boyfriend, you're like, no, I've got my own place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were in the same complex.
Oh, Amy.
Oh my gosh. $17,000.
Yes, it is committing to the bit. All right. We're laughing with you. We're not laughing at you. Kelly K.
So this is a hero story. A school bus driver near Cleveland saved 15 kids after their bus burst into flames. Officials said there was some kind of mechanical issue. The fire started behind one of the back wheels. Here's the audio from the emergency crew radios along with firefighter and witness comments.
This is going to be a bus vehicle on fire, unsure if it is occupied.
Every child is accounted for. Every child's off the bus.
It's just a blessing that the kids got out alive.
I saw the girl waiting for the bus. 2 to 3 minutes later, I had a big boom. After about 5 minutes, it was all engulfed in flame, and it was just unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the driver got everybody off quickly. Nobody was hurt.
Good.
Just an amazing, amazing story. We'll tweet out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please keep me anonymous. Might need some advice from your listeners or want to know if someone else has gone through something similar like this and what did they do.
Okay.
Last week, I went and did my taxes with the same lady I go to every year.
All right.
Well, that day, there was another guy that was new. We only crossed a few words. He gave me his cards to share with friends so they can do their taxes there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? He sent me a friend request on Facebook and a DM the very next day saying, sorry if this bothers you. That he was messaging me, and that I looked very interesting to him and wanted to know more about me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? This made me feel very uncomfortable. Of course, I didn't respond or accept his request. What should I do? I felt like reporting him to the company because that's so unethical. Used my information to find me on Facebook. But at the same time, I will feel bad if he gets fired. Thank you, quote Gabby.
I guess, what, did he just use your name?
Yeah, I feel like this would be more of a violation if he called her, like texted her on her phone. But instead, he sought her out on a social media. And I feel like that's probably the proper way to do that.
I guess your name, you could look someone up on social media using the name. I don't think he used your social security number or anything like that to try to find you or hunt you down or
because
open up
he
a
wasn't the one that did her taxes. It
whatever.
Sounds like he wasn't the one that did the taxes.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's unethical, but I'm not necessarily in that line of work, so I don't know if it is ethical or not. I don't know. I would say just ignore it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, if you're not
interested,
if you didn't think he was cute or you're not flattered, like your initial reaction isn't flattery or, oh, okay, he was cute, then I feel like you just ignore it and move on. And I don't think that he really did anything that violated any ethical codes, because I think using social media, he went through the proper channel. Now, if he showed up at your house or sent you a text message on your phone number that you did not give him, then that meant he looked it up or asked, you know, the tax lady for it. And that would be, I think, violating something. But he just knew your name. And so he looked you up on social media and he messaged you. You can ignore it.
Trina actually says, definitely call on him. That's weird. Stage 5 clinger. block and report them immediately. This is the kind of stuff you hear on Dateline. Wow. That's how it always starts.
Oh, wow. We're on Dateline with this? Like, they did talk. They exchanged a few words, and he gave her business cards. So it's not like he was looking at her from across the room and they didn't have any sort of exchange.
I'm thinking that maybe she found... I don't know. I can't gauge whether or not she found him attractive or not because...
It sounds like no. Yeah. I feel like if she did think he was attractive,
maybe she would let it slide.
She'd be kind of mulling it over a little bit more. But this is like, I want to report him, and I don't want him to get fired, but that is wrong. So I feel like there's no attraction there.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, just ignore it.
Another listener rolled in and said, yeah, I feel like I would be a little put off by this because he wasn't the one doing my taxes, which meant he had to have looked at her information to know the name. I wouldn't report over that. But it's still a little weird.
Okay.
Okay.
Debbie says, take it as a compliment, but let him know you're not interested. If he persists, then you block him. Mm. I don't feel there's a need to report him to his employer because while maybe mildly inappropriate, it really wasn't unethical. He could have seen you in a coffee shop and asked around to find out your name, and that's how people used to meet back in the day before online dating.
Right, right. All right, 502-795-1997. Do you have a story about this kind of thing? Let us know. And maybe at the same time, we can help Gabby, which, by the way, Gabby's not her real name. I know she said to keep her anonymous, but...
I said Gabby in quotes.
Yeah. Okay.
I did.
Okay, well. anyway, so 502-795-1997. We'll take those coming up. So our listener, Gabby, she is feeling some sort of way about an accountant who kind of slid into her DMs, not her accountant, but someone who just works at the place, got her name, found her on social media, sent her a DM, and
she thought it was really inappropriate. She was uncomfortable.
Yeah. And so she's like, do I report him? All that. It's kind of funny. We got a message that from Cheryl that said, is it creepy? Yeah. However, he's an accountant. Have you ever met an accountant with game? I'll wait. I would just block him and ignore it, and he'll get the message. Don't make a big deal out of it, because if he's super creepy, he will start a spreadsheet on you.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Well, Elizabeth says on Facebook, you must be young. No different than someone recognizing you from a store or place of business that you work at and looking you up on Facebook. Simply tell them you're not interested and move along. Why report someone for being interested in you?
Mackenzie said, my husband used to come in where I worked frequently. I sent him a friend request, and here we are, married with a kid.
Oh, see? This could be the start of an epic
love story.
That
sort of love connection could happen. It's like if I chose a different path, because remember I told a story recently about how there was one time in my life where I was seeing talking to three different girls at the same time, all with the name Elizabeth.
Playa.
Yeah. And one of them was Liz, the limo driver. And so she would just come into the radio station. She'd bring comedians in. And so that was how that all started. So yes, it could have been, had I pursued that as opposed to the person I worked with, my wife, who turned out to be my wife, then things could have been different. I would have probably broken up with her and, you know, life would have been completely different.
I dated the UPS guy who came and delivered packages to our radio station.
See, there you go. You go.
I thought he was cute.
Lisa said, I dated a tax person. Abort, ignore, run like heck.
Come on now.
Is it tax people? Is that what it is?
You can't just generalize all tax people.
Oh my gosh.
Mike said on Facebook, dude, shot a shot. If you're not interested, tell him, move on. If you are, then message him back and get free tax services.
Oh, yeah.
You're not thinking about the big picture.
Got another message via text. I work in social work, and I can imagine that most businesses run this way, but if it's not your business, you're not looking at it. You shouldn't get into your data system just to look. So in my world, he broke all kinds of rules and trust.
But see, we don't know if he got into the tax system. He could have just like asked the lady that does her taxes, hey, what's her name? And then found her on Facebook.
We're going to keep this person anonymous, but this person said, my masseur got my number from my file and started texting me.
Oh, see, that's wrong. That is wrong.
Then messaged me on social media. I had gone there twice a week, so I saw the whole staff like friends anyway. Freaked me out because I wouldn't go out with them, and I'm married, and my kids went to my appointment with me. He knew. So,
oh, wow. Man, see, that's bold. Wildly inappropriate on lots of levels. This, like Laura says on Facebook, he's hitting on you. Are you married? Are you in a relationship? If the answer is no to those questions, then give him a shot. Who cares if he knew your name? He could have looked at a sign-in sheet to figure out your name. It's not like he showed up at your house. He messaged you and friend requested you on Facebook. I don't think he's done anything unethical. And if you're remotely interested, you should accept his request and start chatting. If you are not, like it, if he is not your cup of tea, then just tell him, say thank you, I'm flattered, but no.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agreed that maybe you don't report him. But, I mean, there are plenty of people that are saying, yes, creeper, report him. But, I think let's just block him or whatever and ignore him.
Yeah, I would say if he keeps messaging, doesn't take an initial no, then we've got a problem. But I don't kind of blame him for shooting a shot. He thought you were cute. So take that as a compliment. Turn him down if you are not interested. And then if it, if he doesn't go away and take the hint, then yes.
I still like the stories though. I still like the stories though. Like, Jeannie said, my husband and I coached softball together for 8 years. His ex, my ex, and both of us all used to play cards together up until we didn't. And here we are.
Oh, wow.
21 years later.
That's fun.
Oh, shoot. All right. Yeah. And then a lot of people are like, just ask him how he got her name and number. Just ask, say, hey, how'd you find me? Or whatever. And I don't know, maybe he said that in his DM. So anyways. All right. Well, hey, good luck. We're all pulling for you.
He did say, I hope this doesn't bother you, me messaging you.
Yeah.
He did say that. So it sounds like he's probably just a good guy, thought you were cute. Take it as a compliment. If you are not interested, then just say so.
Just know accountants don't have game. So there you go.
He's trying to organically meet someone. I'm a romantic, though.
Thank you. That is group therapy. Okay, there are two things I want to bring up here. It's a little maybe normal or nope segment. Every now and then we just kind of toss things out and would love to hear your feedback on whether you think it's something normal that most people do or nah, that's unique.
At its root, it is a little judgy.
All right.
We'll be honest.
Again, two things I want to bring up. First, how do you eat peanuts?
Well, typically out of a jar.
Okay, so what if they are shell, they're still in the shell? How do you eat them?
I'm cracking open the shell and I'm eating the peanut outside of the shell and I am discarding the shell.
So this has come up in my family over the years, and we'll be at a Bats game and we'll get those Texas Roadhouse peanuts,
Sure.
And
are you eating shell and all?
My wife will pop them in shell and all. And likes the salt and the starch and all that stuff of it.
And the aren't they kind of hairy?
Not all of them, but just maybe like a few of them. She'll just knock them all back.
And we're eating the shell too. We're not just cracking the shell in our mouth and just eating.
Correct. Like an elephant would do.
All right, you just equated your wife to an elephant.
Well, okay, All right, I didn't mean it that way. Don't put words in my mouth that I didn't say.
Okay. I feel like that's it's a little savage.
Is that normal? Is it nope? Do a lot of people eat
peanuts? I've never seen anyone do that. We're cracking open the shell. We're eating the peanut inside. Because if you go to Texas Roadhouse, the shells are on the floor.
Well, yeah, I know a lot of people probably do shell their peanuts, and I've tried it myself too, and I can say it's a little more work.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily taste bad. It's a little more work to get to just because you're chewing.
Yeah. And okay, does the shell taste like the peanut inside?
I mean it all kind of tastes like it's a duller flavor, I would say.
The texture I couldn't handle.
I will say we're getting several texts. Rachel says, I'll suck the soul off first, then crack open the shell and eat the peanut, but I'm not eating the shell. Tish says, I do it like Ben's wife.
Wow.
Shell and all.
Okay. But then Elizabeth says that's bonkers.
Yeah, who eats the shell of a peanut?
Who eats the shell?
listen, unique people do, apparently.
Okay. So, all right, well, it's not wasteful. I'll give you that.
So we're not getting a definitive answer on this. I understand. It is a little...
There's been a couple... I'm going to say by and large... from what I've witnessed out in the wild mm-hmm. of Texas Roadhouse. I would say most people are cracking open the shell, eating the peanut, tossing the shell.
All right. So second thing. I don't want to say this and make me sound crazy.
Okay, tread lightly, sir. It's a fine line between normal and crazy, right?
Do you have a separate brush for your hair and a separate brush for your dog?
Why are you asking this, sir? Yes, you should have a separate brush for your dog, right? Everybody with me? That why is he... Elizabeth, all caps, what is happening this morning?
I said I wanted to bring up two things, and I thought this was a safe space.
Is this not a safe space?
Can we not discuss things not in a safe environment?
Segment. It's not. There's judgment immediately when things like that come out of your mouth. And Rachel's like, oh, what?
So,
yeah, you've just thrown everybody for a loop. I guarantee if somebody was driving, they are swerving a little. No, sir. No, sir.
Why?
No.
Why, though?
What do you think is living on your dog, potentially?
Hypothetically. A brush is a brush, right?
No. Rachel says, all caps, separate brushes, Ben!
Why, though?
Dogs are outside a lot. They're running. They're rolling around in grass.
I'm outside a lot.
Are you rolling around in grass on your head?
Listen, you are beginning to sound like my daughter Zoe.
Because she has sense, obviously.
She's like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Most of us are.
Like with a little pink brush.
I have a headache.
But I got to be honest, he loves it. He's just a boy. He loves it.
Sure. I'm sure he loves to be brushed with his own brush. They make dog brushes.
Are we just saying that this is that not everyone brushes their dog with the same brush that they brush their own hair with?
That you, Ben Davis, are the only one doing that. Lynetta wants to head committed.
Okay. All right.
That is all. The nose.
Again.
According to again, Lynn. All the nose.
I was hoping this was a safe environment. Obviously, I was wrong.
Now, listen, Jen is with you. She said dog brushes are faster. So you and Jen can sit over in the corner, brush your locks with your dog brush, and go brush your dog.
No.
And then brush your hair.
No. Listen, Kelly, I'm not insane. I'm not going to brush my head with a dog brush.
Oh, but you're
I'll
not?
No, but I'll brush his hair with a human brush.
Okay, same thing. Same thing, honey. If you're using the same brush, regardless if it's yours or his,
Kelly,
it's different.
It is 100% different.
Dude, Jamie's like, what?
Okay, listen. You know what? I don't like this segment anymore. We can be done. This is done. This is stupid. Forget I ever said anything. Forget I said anything.
Listen, we normally try to give you the benefit of the doubt, Benji, when you let one of your many, many freak flags fly. But today we cannot let this one fly. We can't. We have to shut it down. We have to make sure you do not do this again. We don't do this again.
I'm on an island by myself.
You are a little. And now I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
What, a
separate
brush?
Separate brushes for you and for your dog.
That Dougal can enjoy,
I'll
too.
I'll label it, too. I'll label
it
so you don't get confused.
All right. Anyways, we can be done with this. Thank you. thank you for just proving once again my freak flags fly bold and bright.
Rachel's like, do you use the same toothbrush as your dog? Stop looking like you're thinking about it. Stop it.
Dude,
stop.
I have, but only after I've graduated my own toothbrush.
Oh, I can't.
We're done. You guys stink. I thought I was in a safe space, but obviously not. All right, time for a feel good. And do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this is kind of an unusual meet cute. An unnamed woman in China hit by a car. She was riding her electric bike. Suffered a broken collarbone.
Oh, no.
Didn't press charges, though. He was driving a little fast, had an emergency, and this was actually the sixth time that he's gotten into an accident.
Is he always?
I don't know the circumstances around all the other ones.
Because of an emergency?
I don't know. Out of guilt, though, he visited her in the hospital every day following the accident. They got close. 3 weeks later, they were in love.
Oh.
They've been married now, and they're expecting a child.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that sweet? Now, listen, in China, they still incorporate a bride price, but her parents told them. They have to pay, or the husband to be pays the parents a bride price to marry her.
Oh,
still a custom they do.
Okay,
and they said no, you invest that in your business, and they live with her parents now because they're closer to his work.
Wow,
it's a lot.
What a lot, right? What a story.
That is a lot, and it worked out. I mean, typically this is a situation where people get sued.
Yeah,
but
right.
But here,
right.
We got married.
Yeah.
How sweet is that? You can see the story. We've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
All right. Let's do a little setting the bar story. Kelly, this is what?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. What's worse than catching a cheater red-handed? Whatever that answer is. It's our setting the bar story. So if you can manage, it's twofold too. Wait till you hear this. Mm-hmm. If you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your wife and mother of your four kids, then you're doing okay.
That's bad. Yeah. That's don't do that.
And if you can manage to make it through the day without catching your cheating husband and posting it on the internet with your kids in the car, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of emotions, a lot of things at play here. This woman in England, you can tell by her accent, literally caught her husband of 17 years in the back of his dad's work van.
Oh, gosh.
And posted the entire 2.5-minute video online.
There's video
Now, listen, there's no actual, like, nudity. But he's Donald Duck in it, we'll say. He's Winnie the Pooh in it, we'll say.
Gosh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So here, listen to some of this exchange.
Baby!
There you go, look.
We're done.
Get the warrant, back at van.
We're done.
Go on.
Did you hear him? We're done.
We're done.
She's catching him and he's going, yeah, we're done. Like, are you what?
We're done.
Yeah. Enjoy it. You watch, she's screwing all her Facebooks in the back of his dad's van. Cheating on me, his wife for 17 years, but last New Year with some fag.
No, it's not right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. And their four kids are in her car watching all this go down?
Yeah. So she drove over to dad's work, where the dad's work van was or whatever. And so the kids are in the car there, and you actually hear one of the kids like, is this where they are? In the thing. That's kind of heartbreaking.
It's awful. The kids should never have to be a part of that.
Yeah. So now listen, the woman who was in the back of the van too was completely clothed.
Okay.
And she kind of leaves the van and tries to reason with the wife.
With the mad wife that you just got caught cheating with her husband? Oh, there's no reasoning, honey. Just go away.
No, go on, carry on. You want a show, you can have a show.
All right, it's over.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What's over? You on air? This is going on Facebook. You watch.
Put the phone on.
No?
You've got
no.
What you want.
No? No?
Your kids are in that car.
So? Yeah, exactly. Your kids are in that car.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, so this is like this is bad on bad.
Yeah, it's super bad. It's like, all the bad.
Right?
That is worse than bad.
Right? So... I mean, there's emotions, obviously. She is irate.
Oh, yes. As rightfully so.
Yes, as rightfully so. Absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe she just happened upon this. And that's why the kids are still in the car or whatever. Like, I don't know the circumstances of why they're there.
I'm hoping she didn't, like, take them on purpose to go catch their dad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that is not what she intended to do.
Yeah.
That's just how it played out.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, he is Winnie the Pooh in it. in the back of this van.
You can't be more guilty.
And, right.
And if he's telling her, oh, we're done, why didn't you tell her you were done before all of that happened?
Break up
first before you go get a new girlfriend.
Well, anyways, yeah. The like I said, the other woman was completely dressed. And
obviously,
you know,
trying to have a nice conversation.
She was trying to have a nice conversation
with the irate wife.
And look, I don't want to get too in the weeds with what I'm about to say. But
we're in lots of weeds right now.
She is, you know, the other. You can't see the wife's face. It's, you know, POV from her camera, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
But you know, the person who's in the back of the van, I mean, she's not a hag looking person.
Does this make it better?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Are you trying to give him a high five?
No, okay. No,
she's
not at all.
Cute.
I'm just saying, like, in these instances, you always want them to be like just trash and all that.
Right. Okay. So what you're saying is she's probably a nice person.
Yeah, she's probably a nice person.
Probably a lovely woman.
Maybe she didn't even know he was married. Who knows?
Had they not met under these circumstances?
Had they not met under these
circumstances? Like, anyways. If they just met each other in a store, they would have been friends.
Are
we going down this hole? You want more of these stories, really?
Yeah, what's the craziest way you caught a cheater?
Oh my gosh. That's
kind of what I want to hear. Right?
Why?
That's kind of what I want to hear. That's kind of where I want to go.
This is so smutty.
Well,
we're diving into the deep end of smut.
Listen,
right now.
You know what our listeners want. They've literally told us that when we come to them with stuff that's too vanilla, they're checked out.
Too mild, they're like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
out.
Need to bring
you guys
some
are
saucy
boring.
Content. Here's your saucy content.
Yeah, so craziest way you caught a cheater. We are already getting flooded. Flooded.
Oh, wow.
Becca, we see you. Jessica, David, yes, Hannah, Shelley. We'll get to all your stories coming up.
That's fun.
And if you've got one, 502-795-1997.
We're cleansing our lives from this, right?
Yeah,
cleansing.
for sure.
A cleansing thing.
So yeah, there you go. That's your set of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your wife and mother of your four kids, and if you can manage to make it through the day without catching your cheating husband and posting it all on the internet with your kids in the car, you're doing okay.
That is airing your dirty laundry.
That is airing your dirty laundry. And that's your setting the bar story. On 99.7 DJX. So yeah, we'd love to hear some of those stories. You know, enough time has passed. The healing has happened.
Right. We can laugh about it now.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe it isn't even your story. Maybe it's your friend's. 502-795-1997. I know I have good judgment. So what's the craziest way you've ever caught a cheater? Because maybe you caught your husband of 17 years with another woman in the back of his dad's work van and post the video for everyone to see online.
While your four kids are in your car.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe that's what
awful.
Happened.
That is 15 ways of awful.
Yeah, it is. Becca said that happened to me once. My friend who was reassuring me everything was okay was actually the one who was with my husband.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, we need new friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's some serious gaslighting right there. I literally was on a veterinarian sort of thing on TikTok, like a vet talk or whatever.
Why?
Go with me on this.
Okay.
And it was just the picture of a vet tech, and it had words written on it, but he was like, that awkward moment when you relieve the underwear that the dog had eaten. Oh, out gosh. Of the dog.
Oh, no, no, no.
And the husband and the wife are now arguing because no one recognizes the underwear.
Oh, no. Like, it's not the wives.
It's not the wives.
Whose is it?
Yeah, exactly.
So. Oh, gosh. Got an anonymous text. My ex-husband put a lot of effort into cheating.
Uh-huh.
He took fake screenshots to flights he never boarded.
Yikes.
He created new email addresses.
Yikes.
To then create Facebook names so he could continue to cheat via Messenger. He lied about the places he was going to. While these aren't weird ways of cheating, they show where there's a will, there's a way.
Wow.
That was elaborate.
We got another text from a listener. There was a woman who delivered her fiance's baby at the ER, and her fiance showed up with their other child. Turns out it was his wife, and she was the other woman.
Oh, wow. That's how she found out she was the other woman.
Yeah, okay. because she delivered this woman's baby, and then in walks her fiancé.
Who is the baby daddy.
Yes! Oh, with their other kid.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Oh, wow. Jessica says, my husband accidentally sent a text to me telling his girlfriend he loved her.
Well, that's two shades of awkward. David said when he called her on FaceTime at 12 in the morning and she had him saved under a business name, so I answered the call.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
It's like, oh, why is this business calling us at midnight?
Right, this sounds important. I should probably answer it.
Wait, who are you?
Oh, Sam, she left her laptop open when she went to work. I happened to see the notification. She was telling the guy she works with how she had such a great night with him. She told me she was out with the girls.
Yikes. Yeah, oh, craziest boy. Way you caught a cheater. Hannah said, I had suspicions. And when they start acting all mean and weird for no reason, you just know something's going on, but you don't want to snoop, so you just cut right to the chase, LOL. So I just said, I know about her. And it worked.
Oh, wow. Oh, she had no proof, just guessing.
Yep.
Toss it out. He's like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. So Shelley said, I was over at my ex's house when answering machines were a thing.
Okay.
He stepped out of the room. I heard a clicking noise from the machine, walked over to it, found that the volume was down. I pushed play, no. Found messages from a different woman.
Oh, no.
Or actually from different women.
Oh, no.
One of the women talked about being in the hospital giving birth to his child.
What?
Needless to say, that was the end of the relationship. Man, these guys are busy. That's just busy.
God.
That is so much going on. Like, how do you keep track of it all?
I've said this on the show before. There's no possible way I could ever have, like, a girlfriend on the side.
You're not that organized.
No!
You can't keep that straight.
There's no way.
No.
I mean, other than the whole morals and values and ethics thing, you know, getting in the way. Jen said, his mom told me.
What?
She was sick of what her son was doing and just told me. Women looking out for other women. LOL.
Wow. That's commendable. That's got to be tough as a mom to be disappointed in what your son is doing.
And look.
And to throw him under the bus like that.
Well, but still, it's like, you're still a parent. You're like, you did something wrong. You need
exactly.
To, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Oh,
it's finally Sasha, his secret phone that he hid in the vent above the toilet rung while I was using the restroom after I made him breakfast.
Oh, no. Whoa.
We're hiding phones in the vent.
Wow.
Again, effort. That takes a lot of effort.
Okay. Anyways, we still have more that we can get to.
There are more.
Yeah.
There's
you
more.
Said there are more. All right. So tell you what, we'll come back to it here in a minute. All right. We're talking about craziest way you caught a cheater. Got one from Cammie. I was talking to one of my good friends about the problems I was having with my partner. Well, during the conversation, she told me that she was on her way to meet her date. You guessed it. It was my partner that she was meeting.
Oh, no.
My ex later confessed.
Oh, wow.
And then this is absolutely bold. Got this from a listener. He was helping my sister paint her living room. Then said, oh, dang, I'm late. I got to go pick up my girl. So my sister calls me and asks, hey, do you have plans with your boyfriend that night? I said, no, I was working late. That's how I found out.
Oh, gosh.
Like, bold, like, are you kidding me? You're going to say that in front of the sister?
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. Got another text. My husband saved her name as her name. And when I text her to see if she wanted to hook up pretending to be him, she proceeded to act like her name was Jeff. And she restored cars. So, obviously, she knew about me and his kid at home.
Well, how do you know it isn't Jeff who restores cars?
Wow.
Another listener texted, my ex spent the weekend with his friends out of town. The morning he got home, he sent me a good morning, I had a great weekend with you text while sitting in the room with me and not seeing me for 2 days.
No.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's not good at all.
Another listener, I got home from work, found them in my bed, my best friend and my ex. Man, that's
tough. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That is a lot. We got a couple of other texts that are just so darn long.
Yeah. And no, it's good. It's therapeutic. That's for sure. Yes. Got another one from a listener who said he was showing me a video on his phone and this number just kept calling his phone. It called like 20 times to the point where I memorized the number and literally called it off my phone.
Oh, wow.
That's how I found out.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
This is just all so bad.
He's like, this stupid number. Price spam. Price spam. He's calling me. Price spam. Price spam.
Wow. All right. There's just so many. So sorry, but at least you're not wasting your time anymore in a bad situation. That's the positive spin we can put on all this, right?
Yeah. One last one. Alicia says, my former neighbor called me at work and said, hey, you should probably come home for lunch today, and quickly hangs up. So I was like, huh. Grabbed my keys, head out, got home, found an unfamiliar car in my driveway.
Oh, no.
And an unfamiliar woman barely clothed on my couch.
Oh, wow.
So much fun.
I'm getting a new couch, too, right? We're getting a new couch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the couch gets donated or sold.
The couch
sold.
Gets axed. Maybe the entire house. We just move. That is fun.
Right.
This kind of reminds me of when I was on a three-way call with the nice woman who had been also spending time with my boyfriend.
Yeah, that's
in
yeah.
my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. And that was how I turned him, called him and said, "Hey, look, come home. We should probably have a discussion
about our future."
And that was that.
And that was that. All right, good stories there on 99.7 DJX. Time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
That's an example of what not to do, or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, imagine waking up to a car in your living room.
Wow.
Not once, not twice.
Come on now.
But enough that it makes our setting the bar segment.
Is the house in the middle of a street?
Steven probably thinks it is. If you can manage to make it through the day without running into Steven's house with your car over four times, then you're doing okay.
What are people doing in Steven's neighborhood?
Yeah, this is PRP. He lives on a busy corner there and has for a long time. And people keep crashing into his house.
Okay, I'm out. After the first time, I feel like I'm considering moving. Second time, I'm out.
This from Wave 3.
Steven Comstock had just left home Saturday when a crash left one car stuck in his yard and another crashing into his home.
Yeah, this happened literally just this past weekend.
What else is there to do but sit back, watch, and kind of laugh at it sometimes, just at how people act and how pure stupidity plays a role in all of this.
Yeah, so that was the most recent event. He actually caught it on his Ring camera. Pieces of the vehicles litter the yard for days afterward.
This is at the corner of West Pages Lane and Devonshire Drive, by the way.
Yeah, it's in PRP, right?
Yeah.
And it's the fourth time this has happened. The fourth time. And so I guess it's got the attention of the district's councilwoman, says that that she wants to work on making safety improvements for the area. However, there have been several measures taken in the past to make it safer, but no improvement.
You know what? And this is going to, okay. So I'm just guessing. First of all, I'm wondering if his homeowner's insurance is giving him issues with how many.
Buddy, this is the fourth time your house has been hit by a car.
Exactly. Like, that's got to be kind of a headache for him.
Right.
And then second of all, if he does try to sell the house. I feel as though now this is going to come up. The news story is going to reveal
this persistent problem. Are we actually doing more harm than good with this setting the bar story?
Yeah, maybe this is going to create more problems for this poor guy. Like, he's going to, if he hasn't already had issues with insurance and all the claims he's probably had to file. Second of all, if he does say, you know what, I'm out, I'm going to move. And then... And then the potential buyers find this story. They're like, I think I'm going to pass.
I mean, look, your husband's a realtor. I mean, I'm sure he'd be able to spin it in a way that would be attractive to a potential home buyer.
It is a popular house.
It's a popular house. People are dropping in all the time.
People are dropping in. Oh, wow. This poor guy. That's just bad any way you slice it.
Listen, Southenders.
Yeah.
Let's cut Steven some slack here. All right.
Does the city kind of donate some concrete barriers to border his lawn, maybe?
I mean, maybe you've got to put a brick wall around his front yard or something. I don't know. But yeah, there you go. That's your set of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without running into Steven's house four times,
bless his heart,
then you're doing okay. Wow. Yeah, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Listen, we stopped talking about this subject we started talking about it about an hour ago. We stopped talking about it more than a half an hour ago, but still, it is the texts and the stories coming in on the crazy ways that you have caught a cheater. Kia said, through my dream, I confronted him, and he confessed. Then I did it in real life, and it was true.
What? It started with a dream?
She dreamt it.
Oh, my goodness.
She dreamt it.
Now, that's a premonition. Wow. I feel like we call it a premonition if it turned out to be true. Like,
She dreamt it.
Wow. That's like your wife dreaming about, like, being mad at you, and then she woke up, and she was mad at you for real, and you had no idea. Because you did something bad in a dream.
Right.
That happens a lot.
Got another message from a listener. I was in high school. He said his family was going to the mall. Didn't invite me. So I showed up on my own. Mm-hmm. Caught him with another girl. Long story short, I let him buy all my stuff for college, quote, as an apology. Then that fall, dumped him.
Oh, wow. Seeing him holding hands with a girl at the mall.
I know.
Oh, not good.
Then this awkward, when you are at work, got a message from a listener who said, this is the short and sweet version, but when my brother was at work, I'm standing there waiting to talk to him while he's working. A couple people approach me, a guy and a girl, and said to me, hey, you date so-and-so, don't you? Yep. Well, just thought you should know, our cousin is 5 months pregnant with his kid.
Oh my gosh.
She goes ballistic in the store. People think she's a shoplifter. Her brother who worked there basically had to say, no, that's just my sister. Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Oh shoot.
Oh
shoot,
wow.
You get it out. Get it all out.
That is a lot.
Anyways. All right.
Oh, that's a lot.
Man, we could literally talk about this we could have an entire show's worth of stories about this.
Yeah,
stuff.
This is, people are just able to just purge all this nastiness from their life. It's cleansing.
Yep. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, good morning. It's Ben and Kelly. Today, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, by the way. And I'm watching this like news report down in New Orleans, and the reporter is literally rolling around on the street in dirty, dirty New Orleans. And he's wearing like a dog mask and dog ears. Is that a thing?
Is it a furry convention?
No, it's Mardi Gras. It's down in New Orleans.
Okay, but why the dog?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Anyways, they have a big parade there and all that stuff down in Mobile and in New Orleans. So it's kind of a big deal. More so down there, less so here. But yeah, there you go. Hey, we got into a lot on today's show. So plenty of fodder for you for the podcast later. If that's what you like to do, ingest the show on your terms. You always can at Ben and Kelly Show.
But listen, if you're like at work or something, just know you're probably going to have physical reactions to many of the things you're going to hear. So you may go, oh, no, what? Oh my gosh. So just be aware of that.
Say those again.
What? No. Oh my gosh. Did you get it? Did you hit record? Did you get it? Just add that to the library.
By the way, we have some exclusive audio of the first time Kelly saw a man naked.
Play it.
What? No! Oh my God.
She was really excited, I could tell. didn't think it was going to happen when it did.
It was shocking.
Shocking, to
it
say the least.
Shocking. What? No! Oh my God.
All right. So yeah, WDJX.com, tap listen on that.
Oh.
Yeah, so tomorrow, normal show. Then Thursday and Friday, we're going to be knee deep into Radiothon. So just know that Thursday and Friday, we're going to be shifting gears a little bit, doing the show live from the lobby of Norton Children's Hospital downtown. So,
and listen, I don't want to hear from anybody, oh, I can't listen, it's too sad. No. We are sharing triumphant stories,
yep,
of the miracles that they perform at Norton That's Children's right. every day. You're going to be like, oh, this is so amazing. You're going to get all the goosebumps for all the right reasons. You're going to be like, they're doing amazing things and I want to be a part of that mission. That's why you need to listen.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is coming up Thursday and Friday on 99.7 DJX. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.